Good morning, everyone. Today's daf in Nazir is Tes. That means that we are starting today the second parak of the Masechta. Continuation of the discussion of declaration of Nazirus and when exactly a person, through via his declaration, is in fact going to become a Nazir. And today we're going to deal in the world of confusion. He says he's going to be a Nazir, but then clearly his next sentence seems to suggest either he has no idea what that means to become a Nazir, or maybe he's backtracking. And so what do you do with the ambiguity in a sentence or in two sentences that are strung together? So the Mishnah over here gives the basically our principal example that we're going to be discussing over the course of this morning. Irene Nazir min agrogus min advela. So I'm going to be a Nazir. That's it. No more figs. Okay. Everyone's looking at him, trying to process exactly what he's saying. It's not clear. In other words, he says he's going to be a Nazir. So we know what that means. It means that three things. You're not going to be eating any grape products, including and primarily wine, but anything produced from the grape and the grape itself. You're not allowed to get a haircut. You're not allowed to go to the cemetery. Okay, good. That's what it means to be a Nazir. But he says, I'm declaring myself to be a Nazir, and that's it. I'm not going to have figs anymore. So, okay, great. So now that he made those sentences, and clearly it's unclear. Okay, let's just say it like that. In other words, we cannot process those two sentences that come together immediately back to back. So what do we do? So the Mishnah says, "Arini Nazir min agrogus min advela." So what we do is we have a machlokus between the Tanaim. Beit Shammai omrim Nazir, Beit Hillel omrim minu Nazir. So Beit Shammai says that the individual will in fact be a Nazir, and Beit Hillel says no, the individual is not going to be a Nazir. Okay. So we have a lot of explaining to do, but the truth of the matter is that the Gemara is going to be doing all the explaining. So all we need to do is just wait a moment, and the Gemara is going to go through the various explanations of the Shita Beis Shammai and the Shita Beis Hillel. Before we get to the Gemara, however, there is one more thing to add to this discussion, and that is Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Af Kishamar Beis Shammai Lo Amar Ela Ba Omer Hare Hein Alai Karban. So Rabbi Yehuda says that even within Shita Beis Shammai, it goes like this, that the individual, when he says, Harini Nazir min agrogris, o min advela, so according to Rabbi Nassan's understanding of Beit Shammai, it only means to say that it's true that he accepted upon himself a commitment, but not a Nazir commitment, but rather a Neder commitment. Now, what do I mean? When a person declares himself to be a Nazir, so as we discussed since the beginning of the Masechta, we are a week and a half into the Masechta, so Nazir is basically a form of Neder. Okay? It just happens to be that the Torah gives very clear definition to what the Nazir Neder actually means. Good. But in other words, really, it's just another way of saying, I'm going to be Poresh. I'm going to be separating. I'm going to be committing. Good. That's what it means to be a Nazir. Now, when he says, I'm going to be a Nazir from Grogris, so again, what we're trying to do is we're trying to process what exactly was meant by that. So according to the Tanakhama of our Mishnah and his presentation of Beit Shammai, it means you're a Nazir. Okay, that's it, period. Rabbi Nassan says, no, you misunderstood Beit Shammai. Beit Shammai was of the position, not that I'm going to be a Nazir, but rather, I'm using the word Nazir like I'm using the word konam or karban. It just simply means I want to accept upon myself. What do I want to accept upon myself? So what I want to accept upon myself is I don't want figs anymore. I just happen to be using the word Nazir, no different than using the word karban. Good. 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 So that's Rabbi Nassan's understanding of the Shita of Beit Shammai. Okay, so what do we have so far? So we have now right now in the Mishnah a machlokes between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, but even within that, two presentations of the Shita of Beit Shammai. When a person says that Harini Nazir min agrogris min advela, so again, you can't synthesize those two sentences. What do I do? So according to the Tanakhama, what that means now according to Beit Shammai is that you're going to be a Nazir. What happens to the second half? Great question. Well, we're going to discuss. According to Rabbi Nassan's understanding of Beit Shammai, he also understands that you have accepted upon yourself, but what have you accepted upon yourself? Not that you're going to be a Nazir, you're just using the word Nazir like the word konam or karban, which means basically that I'm not going to have figs anymore. In other words, I'm making basically a neder against fix. Okay. So we have over here a Mishnah with various opinions, with a lot of explanations that are yet to be presented, meaning we've got a bunch of explaining to do. So the Gemara starts off the discussion with the following. So Harini Nazir Minat Grogers Minat Vela Beit Shammai Amrim Beit Shammai Amrim Nazir. So the Gemara just goes right into the Shita Beit Shammai, and that is Ve'amai. The Gemara says, I don't understand. Mikol Asher Yasa Megefen Amar Megefen V'Yayin Amar Achmana. I don't understand. The Torah gives very clear definition to what it means to be a Nazir, and that is that you're not going to be eating grapes or any grape products. And so I don't get it. When the person says, I'm going to be a Nazir from Grogeris, from figs, right? Grogeris and Tevila, by the way, are both figs, just prepared a little bit differently. But anyway, so when he says, I'm going to be a Nazir, and then says the word figs, boy, is that confusing. That really doesn't seem to make any sense. And basically, how could Beit Shammai hear that and walk away with the conclusion, oh, he's a Nazir? I get it. I don't get it. So the Gemara explains it as follows. Okay. So the Gemara says, here's what we're going to do is that we're going to take the Shita of Beit Shammai and we're going to line it together with the Shita of Remeir. Remeir says that when a person speaks, so he never says something that doesn't have meaning. Every time you say something, there must be meaning to what you're saying. It doesn't seem to make any sense. We will make sense out of it. Where is the Shita of Reb Meir? So over here, right, everyone points to the Gemara Neirchin. Right, right. The Rush over here points to the Gemara Neirchin. The Gemara Neirchin reads as follows: Ha'omer Mishkali Alai. Ha'omer Mishkali Alai. Kama Reb Meir Omer Erech Kli Zeh. I'm sorry. Be'erchin Be'perek Ha'omer Mishkali Alai. Sorry. The Rush over here is quoting the Gemara in Erechin. Erechin is obviously divided into many parakim. So over here he just identifies which parak it is. But the case is as follows. Remera Omer Erech Kli Ze Alai. You make the following confusing statement. And that is that I want to give the Erech of this Kli. Okay. So, in order to understand and appreciate why it's confusing, so if you already have gone through Erechin, or for that matter, most of Seder Kachim, but Erechin is really where this point is spoken out as most clearly. So you know exactly why it's a confusing sentence. So allow me please to explain why it's a confusing sentence. The following. I want to make a dedication to the Beis HaMikdash. So, and it's an object. So I can give, I'll be makdish it. And basically what I'm doing is that I'm assigning its value to the Beis HaMikdash. Now, either I can be makdish the item itself, and then the item will be sent to the Beis HaMikdash, and then the Beis HaMikdash will turn around and sell it, and the sale will then serve as revenue for the Beis HaMikdash. Alternatively, I can declare that I want to give this value. So you see this phone right in front of me right now? I want to give its value to the Beis HaMikdash. That's what's called damim, and by all means, I can certainly do that. We'll assess exactly how much the market value is of this object that I made the dedication to. And that's how much I'm going to be on the hook to give to the Beis HaMikdash. Great. There's another form of dedicating to the Beis HaMikdash, and that's what's called Erech. Erechin can be found at the end of Sefer Vayikra, right there at the end of Parshas Bechukosai. And that is, I want to give a person's Erech, a person's value. Now, generally speaking, when we talk about Damim, so that's market value. When we're talking about Erech, that's not market value. There are two basic factors, and only two factors, that factor into what our Erech is going to be, and that's going to be age and gender. The Torah gives a schedule exactly how much you're on the hook for based on age and based on gender. And at the end of Parshas Bechukosai, you can see the entire schedule over there. But when I say I'm going to give a person's Erech, so I'm going to look at the person's age and gender. Those are the only two factors. And I give that amount of money to the Beis HaMikdash. Erech is only by people. Damim is by, you can give a person's damim, that's its market value. You can give an item's damim, that's its market value. But when you're talking about Erech only applies to people. Good. And now the Gemara in Erechin says, what if I make the following declaration? I want to give the Erech of this item to the Beis HaMikdash. This item doesn't have an Erech. Only people have an Erech. So what did you mean by that? So the Gemara in Erechin says that according to the Shita of Meir, so what we're going to do is that we're going to reinterpret. In other words, based on the principle of Ein Adamotzi Dvarav Levatala, so now what we're going to say is, he didn't mean the word Erech. He said Erech, he didn't mean Erech. So the, in other words, so he thought that, that damim and erech are interchangeable terms, but he must have meant damim. And so therefore we're going to reinterpret what he says because ein adam motzi dvarav levatala. A person doesn't say something and have, and want it to be a meaningless statement. Every time a person says something, there must be meaning to it. And over here, because of that, because it's going to cost him. That's the Gemara in Erechin. Now what we're going to do is that we're going to take that entire idea and transpose it over here in terms of our understanding of the Shita Beis Shammai. So now comes out that according to Beis Shammai, what he says is, what does he say? I'm going to be a Nazir from Gro Gris. That's it. I'm taking upon Naziris. No more figs. And you're looking at the individual and clearly he's confused. Okay. But according to Rameir, Ein Adam Motzi Dvarav Levatala, he must have meant something. Well, he did say the word Nazir. We're going to reinterpret. Because he said the word Nazir and because we're going to reinterpret, it means he wants to be a Nazir. Figs. Oh, okay, good. He was a little bit mistaken. Look, grapes, figs, right? They're all the same, right? Fruit, I get it. But okay, but that was a mistake. But because of our, because we're so motivated to understand that there was a meaningful sentence that was uttered, it's just that he made a mistake. Good, we're going to reinterpret. So that's the Shita Rav Meir and the Gemara in Erechin. And now what our Gemara is doing is taking the Shita Rav Meir and simply aligning it now with Beit Shammai here in Nazir. Good. And when a person says, I'm going to be a Nazir and min a grogris, so just like in Erechin, we're going to reinterpret. So too over here, we're going to touch up his sentence a little bit, but he really means to be, say that he's going to be a Nazir. Right. So that's right. So what, right. So you're right. You're saying now like Rabbi Yehuda of the Mishnah, meaning that the another possible way of reinterpreting a sentence could be not that he wanted to be a Nazir, but he just wanted to make a neder. He used the word Nazir as a looser term. Right. Yeah, good. Good. So the Gemara. Okay. Good. The Gemara in a little bit is going to address Rabbi Yehuda. Good. You're saying that that's a possible way of understanding Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara later will suggest. Now that we have some understanding of Shitas Beis Shammai aligning it with the Shita Rav Meir and the Gemara Erechin, now our Gemara turns its attention to the Shita of Beis Hillel, who says that basically what we do is we ignore. So why do we ignore? So the Gemara says, because I'm going to take the Shita of Beis Hillel, I'm going to attach it with the Shita of Rabbi Yossi. Bigmar Dvarav Adam Nitfas. So, hi, Nedro Pischo, Upischo Imahu. Okay, so, the Shita of Rav Yossi is presented in the Gemara in Temura, and again, the Rush quotes, and I'm just going to say it outside. And that is that I make the following declaration, this animal should be Temur Zola, Temur Shlomim. Okay, this happens to be that we go over this idea so many times throughout Chas, and what I try to do is I try to give a single animal a dual Kedusha. Now, an animal can only become one carbon and one carbon only. An animal cannot be an Ola and a Shlamim. An animal is either an Ola or a Shlamim. And I say that this animal is going to be Tamur Sola, Tamur Shlamim. Okay, it happens to be, it gets a little bit more complicated over here because the Hakdasha that's done to this animal is done via Tamura. And okay, but for our purposes right now, I don't need to give a crash course in Tamura right now. Just simply know that what you're trying to do is impossible. You're trying to inject two different carbonists into a single animal. So now what? What do we do with that? So Rabbi Yossi in the Gemara in Temura says, I'll tell you what we do with that. And that is that we take the totality of his sentence. When he says that this animal should be an Ola Neshlamim, so you know what the animal is? It's an Ola Neshlamim. Can't be. Can't be. How does that work? So the Gemara in Temura says, I'll tell you how it works. And that is that you allow it to graze, develop a blemish. Now that gives you the opportunity to redeem it. Now, half of it had Kedushas Ola, half of it had Kedushas Shlamim. So now, in terms of the proceeds of the sale, proceeds of the sale are now going to be divided. Half the proceeds are going to go towards the purchase of a carbon Ola, and half the proceeds of the sale is going to go to a carbon Shlamim. Okay, so there is a solution to resolve this dual carbon status in a single animal. The point of all this is that he says two things that cannot be synthesized. It doesn't matter. We take the totality of the sentence, right? That Adam nitfas the sorry, let me quote it correctly. Bigmar dvarav Adam nitfas. A person is going to be accounted for both the first half of the statement and the second half of the statement. Good. That's Rabbi Yossi in the Gemara and Temura. Now let's take Rabbi Yossi and bring it back over here and apply it to us. So over here, what are we talking about? A person says, I'm going to be a Nazir from figs. Oh. I'm going to be Nazir from figs. Now we're going to be taking the totality of the sentence and we're trying to make sense of it. I'm going to be Nazir from a fig. What does that mean? Oh. So what the Gemara now is proposing in terms of understanding Beis Hillel is that I'm going to be a Nazir. You know what? I take it back. In other words, the Gemara just said that this is what's called a neder upischal imo. It's a neder and it's a pesach. In other words, that he at first made the declaration, I'm going to be a Nazir. But then when he says that I'm not going to be eating figs, so effectively what he's saying is that the truth of the matter is I wasn't ready to accept upon myself Nazirs. How do we know that? Because if he accepted upon him Nazirs, so that means that What is it going to yield? What's going to result? I'm not going to eat grapes. He didn't say that. He said, I'm not going to eat figs. In other words, clearly that second part of the sentence is a way of indicating I really reject my Naziris. Meaning I have charata. I have regret over having, being made a Nazir. Okay. And by the way, it could be that also the reason why the second half of the sentence is going to be rejected as the first half is because it was said b'toch kedei dibur, but the truth of the matter is the Gemara doesn't say it, but it could be that that also is part of the consideration over here. Anyway, so again, a person says, it's just so far been one issue today. A person says, I'm going to be a Nazir from figs. How do we process that sentence? So Beit Shammai says he's a Nazir. Beit Hillel says he's not a Nazir. Now there's another sheet in our Mishnah, which we're going to come back to in just a moment. But right now, here's how the Gemara lays it out. That according to Beit Shammai, who says that the individual is going to be a Nazir. So how do we understand that? We align it with the sheet of Rav Meir and Erchin, that when a person says something, it must be meaningful. A person does not say something for naught. And so therefore, because it must have meaning, and right now it's a little bit choppy, so what we'll do is we'll inject meaning into it, we'll touch it up, we'll just simply explain it. And according to the Shita of Beis Hillel, that when a person makes a sentence, we have to take the totality of the sentence, and so therefore the beginning and the end, you know what the end serves as? Charata towards the beginning. And that's why according to Beis Hillel, he's not going to be a Nazir at all. Good. The Gemara says, even as we've just presented an understanding of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, I still don't fully understand. Beis Shammai nami neder pischo imohu. Can we make the following argument on behalf of Beis Shammai? That it's a neder and it's a Pesach. Why not? Meaning what we just provided as an explanation for Beis Hillel, take that very same explanation and just bring it back to Beis Shammai. And right, for Beis Shammai, isn't he making two sentences? Isn't the second half now seemingly a regret of the first? So Ella Beis Shammai Savrila, so the Gemara says, okay, what we're going to do over here is that we're going to give now an alternative understanding of Beis Shammai. Savrila Kareb Meir Deina Damosi Dvarv Levatala. So, Kevin Damar Harini Nazir, Havali Nazir, Vichy Kamar Min Agrogers, Min Advela, Li Shulahu Dekase, O Beis Shammai Letamayu Damar, Ein Shela Behektesh, Ein Shela Behektesh, Ein Shela Behektesh, I'm sorry, Kevin Dein Shela Behektesh, Ein Shela Benaziros. So the Gemara says like this. Okay. In our presentation of Beis Shammai, so you know what we'll do? We'll say we'll go along with this idea. What do we have over here? So we have first this first declaration, which is I'm going to be a Nazir. So far, so good. Then he says from figs. Okay, it's confusing. So, but Beis Shammai says such an individual is a Nazir, and we're trying to process why should that be. So first, we're going to say that he subscribes to a mayor. Then when a person says something, what he must do is he must mean something. So there must be meaning when he says he's going to be a Nazir. So we have to take it seriously. And the meaning and the intent must be that he wants to be a Nazir. I afterwards now, and I when I say afterwards, I mean immediately afterwards. His second sentence. So what does he say from figs? Ah. So what is he showing? He's showing us that there is a form of regret. In other words, I'm going to be a Nazir and I'm not going to eat grapes. I'm not going to do that. In other words, again, he doesn't say all this. This is our understanding of his second sentence. In other words, if it involved that I'm not eating figs, I'm ready for that. Oh, but you're telling me I can't eat grapes? And more significantly, I can't drink wine? Ah. So what he's showing is a clear charata, regret of having made the neder. So this takes us now to a discussion that we touched on in Nedarim. And here we are in Nazir Daf Test, today's Daf. And the Gemara says, do you know why, according to Shitas Beis Shammai, the second half is going to be ignored? Because effectively, what are we looking at? We're looking at he made a neder. He did it betaus, mistakenly. You know what? A neder betaus, according to Beis Shammai, is simply just going to be accepted. That's all. It's really that simple. In other words, by virtue of the fact that you made a neder, you now are clearly demonstrating that, wait one second, I made a mistake. I have regrets. Beis Shammai's position throughout, and here is a clear indication that this is in fact so, is that a hektish betos is in fact going to be considered hektish. You're not just thinking that you made a mistake, you're articulating that you made a mistake. It doesn't matter. Hektish betos is in fact going to be hektish. We're going to see more of this later in our very own Masechta. So over here, even if I take the totality of a sentence, even if the second half is showing regrets over the first half, it doesn't matter because Beis Shammai l'shita, so that hektish betos is going to be considered hektish. And over here, nazir, it's no different. Nazir also is a form of being makdish. Remember, the Torah describes the nazir's head as being kodesh, or maybe the nazir himself being kodesh, right? Machlok is exactly what aspect of the nazir is kodesh, but there's definitely kedusha over here, and so therefore being a nazir has elements of kedusha, and according to Beis Shammai, that's it. Once you declared yourself to be a nazir, you're a nazir. Afterwards, you have regrets. Okay, doesn't matter, because hektish betos is in fact going to be considered hektish. Okay. Adkan that takes us to the shita of Beis Shammai. So, and now the Gemara says, okay, now let's bounce back to the shita of Beis Hillel. Now, even though the truth of the matter is that we already gave a proposal for the shita of Beis Hillel, the Gemara is going to give almost like a part B, if you will. Okay, Tosa spends a little bit of time wondering and addressing why exactly the Gemara gives a new svara for the Shita of Beis Hillel, but the Gemara does so. Beis Hillel savrei ka Rabbi Shimon. And according to Beis Hillel, they subscribe to the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. Now, where's Rabbi Shimon? So here, Rabbi Shimon is found primarily in a Gemara Menachos. The Gemara Menachos is all the way towards the back end of the Gemara Menachos and the Kufs. So according to Rabbi Shimon, the following. Well, we're going to go over Rabbi Shimon in more detail in just a moment. Rabbi Shimon Potish, I'm just reading the Gemara. Rabbi Shimon Potish, lo his nadiv, kederchem is nadvim. According to Rabbi Shimon, you simply are not on the hook because that's not the way people donate. That's not the way people dedicate. And therefore, it can just simply be rendered a meaningless sentence. What was Rabbi Shimon talking about? The Gemara Menachos goes over the following scenario, which it happens to be we're going to be discussing a little bit more in just a moment on the Amud Beis. Hare alai mincha minasarim. A person says that I'm going to bring a carbon mincha from barley. Okay, a quick crash course in Menachos. So when you bring a mincha, it's a flower offering to the Beis Hamikdash. So 9 out of 10 times, more than that. So when you're bringing a mincha to the Beis Hamikdash, it's going to be wheat. Okay, all right. It's going to be wheat, period. So it's chita. It's not seora. Now, there does exist such a thing as a Seora Mincha. There are two of them that are brought. One is brought by the Sota, which happens to be, that's going to be our next Masechta. And the other one is brought on the second day of Pesach, otherwise known as the Karban Omer. Those are the only two times where in the Beis HaMikdash you're going to be finding a barley offering. Outside of that, so the Mincha offering is not going to be barley. You make the following. I'm going to be Miznadev. I'm going to be donating a barley offering. No, forgive the pun, no such animal. Okay, it doesn't exist. So so now what do I do with that sentence? So Rabbi Shimon over there in the Gemara Menachos says, what we could do is that we can just simply ignore it. Why? Because lo is nadiv, kederachem is nadvim. In other words, that's not how the mincha works. The mincha does not come from barley. The mincha comes from wheat. And so therefore it can be rendered just as a meaningless sentence. And yes, it seems like Rabbi Shimon's on the other side of the idea that we expressed earlier, the Shita of Rabbi Meir, that Ein Adam Motzi Dvarim Levatala. Okay. So, and this is going to be another explanation for Beis Hillel. It's almost like the Gemara prefers this explanation over the previous one. Again, Tosos discusses exactly that. Okay. Where do we stand right now? This is a perfect opportunity to go ahead and to review. Because basically now what we have is a machlokas in the Mishnah between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, where there's only one case under discussion. A person says he's going to be a Nazir min HaGrogris. And then after making that declaration, it's just a question of scratching our heads and wondering, what in the world did he mean? And what's going to be the result of making such a bizarre statement? I'm going to be a Nazir, no more figs. Well, what do we do with that? So according to Beis Shammai, again, in the Mishnah right now, we're just focusing on the Shita of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel presented by the Tanakhama, meaning there is also a Rabbi Nassan view, but we're not there yet. But just right now, in the Amud Aleph of today's Daf, so Beis Shammai says that the individual is a Nazir. According to Beis Hillel, the individual is not a Nazir, meaning he's nothing. And then a question of what's the svaras behind Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So for the Shita of Beis Shammai, so what are we going to say? So the Gemara landed on the following. Ein adam mosi dvarav levatala. So first of all, Beis Shammai is aligned with the Shita of Meir, that when you say something, you do not say something which is for naught. You always have a meaningful intent when you say something. It didn't come out clear. In fact, less than clear. It was totally ambiguous, that which you said. Worse than ambiguous. In other words, you were contradicting yourself. So, but still, Ein Adam mostly Dvarav Levatala, you must have meant something. So when you said you're going to be a Nazir, it must mean you're a Nazir. Afterwards, you said no more figs. So the Gemara's concluding Svara of Beis Shammai is, that could be interpreted as regrets having made the Nazir. Okay, you have regrets, that's fine. Beis Shammai is Lashita so, that when it comes to a Sheila, you don't ask a Sheila on a Neder. When you make a Hektish Batos, the Hektish remains Hektish. When you make a Neder Batos, the Neder remains a Neder. And over here, when you make Nazir Batos, it doesn't matter. Since you made the declaration of being a Nazir, you're going to be a Nazir. Good. That Shitas Beis Shammai. And now we move over to Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says basically it can be ignored. How is it that it can be ignored? The Gemara gave two svaras on behalf of Beis Hillel. One having to do with the fact that we're going to take the totality of the statement. And the second statement is clearly a she'ela on the first. And so therefore it is a neder pischoimo. But what then the Gemara seems to do is basically say, you know what? I have even a better svara. And that is that we could take the Shita of Beis Shammai, align it with the Shita of Rabbi Shimon in the Gemara Menachos. And Rabbi Shimon says that when a person says, I'm going to be bringing a mincha from barley, we could just simply ignore him because that's not the derech habis nadvim. Same thing over here in our Mishnah, Rabbi Hillel subscribes to the same idea. Meaning you are not a nazir by abstaining from figs. And so that's not derech habis nadvim. And therefore you're simply not going to be a nazir. That's Adkan, that is Ahmed Aleph of today's Daf. Yeah.
In all these cases, why don't we say that the Neder is binding for everything because it's
I'm a little bit confused. I'm not following your proposal.
Because he ultimately has the option to have Hatzara regarding his Neder.
Yeah.
So Dalash Rosh Matir, we have previously said that, you know, there's an opinion where if you make a Neder, it's binding because there's an option for you to get
Right. So the Gemara in the Darim says that a Neder is a Davar Sheishal Matirin. That part's true. In other words, so as a result of that, so there's not going to be Bittel. In other words, if it gets mixed in with others, so there's not going to be Bittel because right now, currently, we could view it as something which, even though it's a Davar Nader, we know it's not going to be a Davar Nader. So that's in terms of Tarovis and Bittel. But over here, it's just a question of whether or not the neder to begin with is going to be binding at all. Okay, is it a binding neder? Is it going to take effect? So that really is the issue over here. And the Gemara's conclusion right now, well, we know it's a machlokas, and the Gemara gave us now not one, but two different one understanding of Beis Shammai and two understandings of Beis Hillel. Okay. We're now on the top of the Amud Beis, Masisim Deloki Aitana. Okay, good. So now after having presented a machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, so now the Gemara says, okay, I'm going to give you a little more information, and that is the Braisa. And the Braisa says the following, that Masis and Deloi Ki Aitana Detanya, we have the following Braisa, Rabbi Nassan Omer, Beis Shammai Omrim Nadur V'Nazir. Beis Hillel Omrim Nadur V'Nazir. Okay. So, Now, I know that if you go back to the Amud Aleph, so we have Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. And just a quick review of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that even when Beit Shammai says that the neder is binding, but he's not going to be a Nazir, it just simply means that he's making a neder not to eat figs. That's all. He said the word Nazir, I know, but he said the word Nazir, what he really meant was neder. Okay, good. Now, in the Braisa that we just learned together, so this is now Rabbi Nassan. Rabbi Nassan in the Braisa says that according to Beit Shammai, Nadur v'Nazir. Now, okay, good. So, perfect. So what the Rush understands is that Nadur v'Nazir means Nadur o Nazir, meaning either he's making a Nadur or he's making Nazirs. What? Meaning, and I know we've suggested this so many times, here in Nazir, on Daf Test, meaning today's Daf, finally we get to ask him, hey, what did you mean? Right? You're going to be a Nazir from figs. You know that doesn't make sense. What did you mean? So if he tells you what I meant is that I'm just trying, I just don't want figs anymore. I'm just making a Nadir on figs. Okay, good. So now Nadur. That means that he's not going to have figs anymore. Alternatively, what he meant was, I want to be a Nazir. Oh, I didn't exactly know what Nazir encompassed. I thought it had something to do with figs. Oh, no, it's about grapes. Okay, but he said he's going to be a Nazir. Okay, fine, so he's going to be a Nazir. Okay, so Beit Shammai is of the position that something's going to happen, meaning something's going to come out of the statement. The statement is incongruous, so we'll ask him, which part did you mean? Did you mean the Nazir part? Did you mean the fig part? If you meant the Nazir part, congratulations, you're a Nazir. By the way, it has nothing to do with figs, but you're a Nazir. If you meant the figs part, it means you're making an edder that you're not going to eat figs. Okay, good. Something's going to happen. That's Beit Shammai. Clearly, by the way, that's not Beit Shammai of our Mishnah, which is exactly the point of the Gemara, meaning that this Braisa over here is giving us an alternate view of what Beit Shammai's position is. Beit Hillel Amrim, Nadur Vein Nazir. And according to Rabbi Nassan, according to Beit Hillel, Nadur Vein Nazir, meaning, that's it, you made a Nadir, you're not going to eat figs. Aye, what about Nazirus? No, you're not a Nazir. In other words, because figs and Nazirus have nothing to do with one another. Good. That means that according now to Rabbi Nassan's understanding of Beis Hillel, you now have made a neder that you're not going to eat figs. Now, if you go back to our Mishnah, you read our Mishnah, the Tanakhama's view of the Mishnah, that's clearly not Beis Hillel's viewpoint. In fact, what is Beis Hillel's viewpoint? Nothing. Good. So Beit Shammai, Sarvalak Rabbi Meir. So now the Gemara says that the Machlokus of Beit Shammai and Beis Hillel, according to Rabbi Nassan. So Beit Shammai, Sarvalak Rabbi Meir. So as far as Beit Shammai is concerned, so they hold like Rabbi Meir and like Rabbi Yehuda, meaning, according to Rabbi Meir, what do we say? That a person always intends something. There's meaning that comes out of every sentence that you say. You're not perfectly clear about what you're saying. Moreover, you're making statements that are contradicting one another. You meant something. And it's just a question of ironing out what you meant. So you take that sheet to Rabbi Meir. You also couple together with Rabbi Yehuda because Rabbi Yehuda says that an alternate explanation of what he meant was, I just want to make a neder that I'm not going to eat figs. I said the word nazir, but I meant neder. Okay, so you take those two sheets together and that arrives us to Rabbi Nassan's view of Beit Shammai, which is either or. Either he made a neder on figs or he's a nazir, one of the two. And Beit Hillel is like Rabbi Yossi. And as far as Beit Hillel is concerned, he holds like Rabbi Yossi. Meaning, what does Rabbi Yossi say? We take the totality of the sentence. That was the Rabbi Yossi that we learned in the Gemara and Temura. That we take the totality of the sentence and we take those two and we put them together. Sometimes they don't work together, but we'll make them work together.
Why are you reversing the order? It should be a like Beit Shammai and Rabbi Yossi and Beit Hillel, no? Why are you reversing
that? In the Braisa, first Beit Shammai is presented, then... The Gemara. I understand what you're saying. In other words, just the history over here. Rav Yehuda is a late Tana, and Beit Shammai and Beis Hillel are earlier tonight, but significantly earlier. The Gemara, when it says Rav Yehuda, it means the school of thought, meaning that Rav Yehuda, we are seeing the school of thought via Rav Yehuda, but the school of thought existed well before Rav Yehuda. Okay. Fine. And according to Beis Hillel, Sava like Rabbi Yossi, we have to take the totality of the sense. And since he said he's going to be a Nazir, and then he said figs, Nazir, figs, how do I put that together? Oh, he meant neder. He said, what he meant was is that he's not going to be eating figs anymore. Okay. The fine. And that's why, according to Rabbi Nassan, according to Beis Hillel, Nadur Veino Nazir. Okay. Now, I know, by the way, a lot is being flown right now. A lot of opinions, variations of opinions, and a lot of svaras are flying around right now. So I understand there's a lot to process in today's daf, even though when you really boil it down, it's one simple case of the person says, I'm going to be a Nazir and I'm not eating figs. That's the case. And then just a question of, what do we do with that? How do we process it? How do we interpret it? And so there has been so far, a Machlokes Beit Shammai and Beis Hillel is presented by the Tanakhama. We have also Rabbi Yehuda's version of it in the Mishnah. And we were just given now a Braisa, Rabbi Nassan's presentation of the Machlokes between Beit Shammai and Beis Hillel. And needless to say, that already is a lot. And we're not done yet. Obviously, we still have more daf to go. Lishna Achrina, the Gemara gives now another version of Rabbi Nassan. So this is Rabbi Nassan 2.0. I don't know if 2.0 is the best way to say it. In other words, just simply another version. So, and that is that Rabbi Nassan, Omer Beit Shammai, Omerim, Nadur Ve'ino Nazir. So according to Beit Shammai, you're a Nadir, but not a Nazir. And Beit Hillel, Omerim Lo Nadir Ve'lo Nazir, and Beit Hillel says nothing. So Beit Shammai, Rabbi Yehuda, so now as far as Beit Shammai is concerned, so he's going to go like Rabbi Yehuda, meaning Rabbi Yehuda back in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda back in the Mishnah told us that when you say you're going to be a Nazir from Grogris, it means I'm making a Nadir, that's all. And Beis Hillel, Kir Rabbi Shimon. And Beis Hillel is going to be holding like the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. What did Rabbi Shimon say? When a person says, I'm going to offer a mincha offering from barley, it's lo keder chamez nadvim. And therefore, it could just simply be ignored. Okay, good. Good, so that is another variation, another version of Rabbi Nassan's understanding of the Machlokes Beit Shammai and Beis Hillel, and we're almost done with today's daf. Tanan Hasa. So we have a Mishnah in Menachos. Ha'omer arei alai mincha lahavi min asarim, yavi min achitim, kemach yavi solis, shelo b'shemen ulevona, yavinu b'shemen ulevona, chatzi isaron, yavi isaron shalem, isaron amechse, yavi shnayim. Okay. A person knows only drops of information regarding a mincha, does not really understand, or just simply doesn't have the knowledge base of what a mincha offering entails. And so he makes all these commitments to bring a mincha offering, but they're all incorrect. In other words, he says he's going to bring from barley. Okay, so according to the Tanakhama, good, come to the Beis HaMikdash, you're on the hook to bring a carbon mincha. Oh, by the way, it's not barley, it's wheat. He says I'm going to be bringing from flour that's not sifted. Again, right, you don't know, but we'll show you. But in other words, you're on the hook to bring a mincha offering. By the way, it comes from sifted flour, not from unsifted flour. He says he's going to bring it, but it's going to be a water challah. No oil, no lavona. So, yavina b'shem b'lavona. No, you misunderstood. In other words, a mincha offering has shem and it has lavona, so come. But you're on the hook, however, for it. He says, chatzi isaron. You know how much I'm going to bring? A half of an isaron. Minchas don't come in units of halves. It comes in units of isarons. Okay? A tenth of an eifa. So, okay, good. So he'll bring an isaron. If he says a one and a half, he'll bring two. Okay. So according to the Tanakhama, so fine. So he got a little bit wrong. He's still on the hook. And then we're just correcting him in terms of what a mincha actually entails. And Rabbi Shimon poter shlo is nadev kederacham is nadvim. And the sheet of Rabbi Shimon, which we quoted already numerous times, but now we're reading the Mishnah inside. So Rabbi Shimon says, look, what we're going to do is that we're going to ignore, we're going to negate. In other words, he made a sentence that simply is not so. I'm bringing a mincha from barley, no such animal. We just simply ignore the sentence. Now, mantana dichem arelai mincha minasarim mevichitim. So the Gemara asks a simple question, and that is, look, I know Rabbi Shimon, and what did we do earlier this morning? We aligned Rabbi Shimon together with the Shita of Beis Hillel. That part I got. Tanakhama. Who's the Tanakhama going like? So Chizkiah says, well, pretty much what I would have suggested. I imagine it'd also be your thought as well. Machlok Shnuya, Beis Shammai. Well, it's really not that hard. Meaning if Beis Shammai is going like the, Let me start that sentence again. If Beis Hillel is going like the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, in other words, just like here in Nazir, when I said I'm going to be a Nazir from figs, so Beis Hillel says ignore him. And Rabbi Shimon says, I'm going to bring a mincha offering from barley. Ignore him. Okay. So good. So Rabbi Shimon and Beis Hillel are aligned, and the alignment seems to be perfect. Well, that means that Beis Shammai now is aligned with the Shita of the Tanakama, right? In other words, Beis Shammai is of the position. Don't ignore him. He's a Nazir. So then when the person says, I'm going to bring a mincha from Sa'orim, don't ignore it. Meaning he'll bring a mincha. Just obviously with the correction of, it's not barley, it's wheat. So the Tanakama is Beis Shammai. Okay. Which, as much as it's easy to say, as much as the Gemara just said it, it is a little bit strange. Meaning, well, that Mishnah Menachos, so the Tanakama, that is the anonymous Tanakama viewpoint, which is typically the accepted viewpoint. And now how are we presenting it? Ah, that's really Beis Shammai. That Shita's Beis Shammai. That's a little bit strange. Okay, but the Gemara says it. So Achinami ki Amar Minasar Mevi Minachitim. Good. Rav Yochanan Amar Filotema Divrei Hakol. So Rabbi Yochanan's going to do something which obviously is a little bit fancier. And he's going to say that Shita, the Tanakama over there, Menachos, that's the Chulei Amar, that's according to everybody. So, but Omer Ila Yisi Yodea She'eno Jinkach, Lo Nadarti Kach Halakach. In which, after making the sentence of, I'm going to be bringing a mincha from Se'orim, so afterwards, we post-game interview, right? What? There's no such thing. Meaning, not that there's no such thing, but an individual donating voluntarily a mincha offering is not going to, cannot bring it from barley. So run that by me again. What did you want? And he says afterwards in the post-game interview, oh, what I wanted to do is I wanted to bring a mincha. Oh, I didn't know it didn't come from barley. Had I known, I would have said wheat. Okay. So over there, Rav Yochanan says, that's the Tanakhama of the Mishnah over there. And in doing so, that position now is no longer limited to the Shita Beis Shammai. It could also be going like Beis Hillel as well. Okay. Amr Chizkiya lo shanu ala sha'amr min asar mava amr min adashim la maisi velo klum. Okay. That Mishnah over there, what he says, I'm going to bring a mincha from barley. Let's say he didn't say the word barley, he said adashim. Lentils. Now, this is even a more absurd sentence, meaning barley is already an absurdity, okay? Because there's no mincha that comes from barley, no voluntary mincha that comes from barley. So that's an absurd sentence. But over here, if he says lentils, even more absurd. In other words, lentils has no place whatsoever as it relates to menachos. And so therefore, what Chizkiya is going to try to argue is that if he says, I'm going to bring a mincha from adashim, so lo amar v'lo klum, right? That's literally nothing. So michti chizkiya kaman mokim la lamasis and kibei shamai. So the Gemara says, wait 1 second. So the how did he explain the Mishnah kibei shamai? So ha adashim lagabe mincha kagrogers lagabe nazir damu. So kamei bei shamai have a nazir. So the Gemara says, wait 1 second. Even though the sentence is more absurd, who cares? Meaning, isn't it the same Chizkiya who just moments earlier in today's daf said, do you know that the Tanakhama and the Mishnah Menachos is going like Beis Shammai? Oh, meaning he created an alignment. Well, let's start with our Mishnah over here. Our Mishnah says that according to Beis Shammai, I'm going to be an Ezra from figs. Can it get more absurd than that? No. In other words, a Nazir has nothing to do with figs. A Nazir is by grapes. Okay, so in absurdity, and what did Beis Shammai say? Mazel tov, you're a Nazir. So that's true over here. Nazir Chizkiya said that the Tanakhama and the Mishnah Menachos is also Shitas Beis Shammai. So who cares the degree of absurdity in the sentence? If he said you're going to bring a mincha, you're going to bring a mincha. Ah, you followed up with not only nonsense but absurdity. In other words, there's no mincha whatsoever that comes from adashim. Okay, so what? Doesn't matter. So the Gemara says Hadav Chizkiya. So the Gemara says, you know what? Chizkiya had charata, meaning he took back that position. What position? That the Mishnah Menachos, the Tanakam, the Menachos is going like Shitas Beis Shammai. Why? V'amai hader bei amarava. So Masis and Keshise. My year you did name an Asarim, list name an Adashim. Yeah, exactly. Meaning if the Mishnah in Menachos was really espousing the viewpoint of Beis Shammai, which is that what do we do? We hold him to that first sentence, right? I'm going to be a Nazir. Okay. Afterwards, he says a bunch of nonsense. He says things which are just simply not true. and that's and I'm not eating figs anymore. Okay, so as we already said in the beginning of today's daf, we ignore the second half of the sentence, meaning a person when he says something always meant something meaningful. So we take the first sentence and we add meaning to it. What about the second part? We ignore it. So if the Tanakama of the Mishnah Menachos was following the Shita of Beis Shammai, we would have done exactly the same thing. In other words, regardless of how absurd the second part of the sentence is, we hold him to the first part. And so therefore, that Mishnah Menachos, when he says, I'm on the hook for a mincha, the Mishnah over there should have given the most absurd example, notably, and I'm going to bring it from lentils. And if, in fact, it reflects the viewpoint of Beis Shammai, so then we could just simply ignore the second half of the sentence. Huh. By virtue of the fact that the Mishnah Menachos elected to choose the example of barley and not lentils is because, that Mishnah over there is not the Shita Beis Shammai. So, Ela ki amre Beis Shammai hasam. Sorry. My ear is not misarun min adashim. So Ela Savar Chizkiya Kikam Rebbe Shammai Hasam. So Rebbe Yehuda. So and as far as Chizkiya's understanding that when Beis Shammai said over there, and now it's funny by the way, over there, meaning we're learning Nazir right now. It's a little bit tricky. We're looking from the perspective of Menachos, and so we say there means here. Okay, whatever. So what we'll do is that will understand Beis Shammai to be going like the Shita Rabbi Yehuda, meaning the Shita Rabbi Yehuda is that way. When you said the word Nazir, you meant Nazir like Karban, like Konam, and basically what you did is you bound yourself to a neder. Okay, good. And Rav Yochanan Amar Afilu Min Adashim, and Rav Yochanan said no. As far as the Mishnah is concerned, in Menachos, when he says that I'm on the hook for a mincha. And then you follow it up with absurdity. It doesn't matter the level of absurdity. You said barley. You said lentils. In both of those cases, you're still on the hook for a mincha. Obviously not from barley and not from lentils. Obviously from wheat. But in other words, according to Rav Yochanan, it doesn't matter how absurd the sentence was. And presumably, Rav Yochanan will then have an easier time aligning that mishnah together with the Shita Beis Shammai. Now, so the Gemara says, now wait one second. In explaining that Mishnah in Menachos, didn't Rav Yochanan say that Tanakama's viewpoint is not just limited to the Shita Beis Shammai? Isn't he the same person who said that Tanakama could also be going like Beis Hillel as well? So the Dvar of the Chizkiya hu dekamar. At my time, akadat be mishum delo katani min adashim. So the Gemara says like this. If you ask Rav Yochanan what his viewpoint is, the Tanakama of the Mishnah Menachos is going both like Beis Shammai and like Beis Hillel. He wasn't espousing his own viewpoint. He was just simply turning to Chizkiya and said, what was your problem with the Mishnah? The Mishnah gave absurdity. The Mishnah could have given even more absurdity. The Mishnah talked about a mincha from barley. That's absurd. The Mishnah should have given the example of a mincha from lentil, even more absurd. Why didn't the Mishnah do that? So Rav Yochanan says to Chizkiya, can I explain to you why the Mishnah gave the example of barley? It's actually very simple. So Dilma lomi bai kamar, lomi bai ki amar me'adashen na maisim mincha mal yasa, dika la me'mer me'adu da'adar be'u tfos lashon rishon. So the Gemara says that, look, if he said lentils afterwards, so what it could simply be is that he first said mincha, you're on the hook for mincha, afterwards he says lentils, we can even understand that as a retraction, as regret. As we already established, according to Beis Shammai, no regrets. Or we don't acknowledge regrets afterwards. It was hektish betos? Okay, good. So it was hektish betos. But ela ki amar min hasaorim vade dahachi kamar. But if he said afterwards, after he said, I'm going to bring a mincha, then he said the word saorim, now what it at least gives us the possibility is interpreting. And that is, vade dahachi kamar, ikacha kemincha saomer, o kemincha sota, tiktosh ilo lo, kamash malan demaisa menachitim. Maybe he meant the following. I know there are two menachos that come from barley. There's a sota mincha. There's an omer mincha. I want to give a similar type of mincha. And if one exists, great. And if it doesn't exist, then I'm not giving it. But at least there is some form of paradigm there is some example of a mincha offer from barley. And so what he could have meant is, I'm either offering a barley carbon or nothing. And don't tell me it doesn't exist, because it does. And so that's how his sentence could have been interpreted. And what the Mishnah Menachos wants to tell us is, no, doesn't matter. He said mincha, is on the hook for a mincha. I said barley afterwards. Whatever he says afterwards is just simply going to be disregarded. Okay, adkan. All right, that was a lot. That was a lot over one simple question, meaning today's daf, self-contained daf, in terms of the individual who made a neder, a nazir commitment, and then immediately followed up with, and that's it, I'm not eating figs. So how is that to be interpreted? So in our Mishnah, we had the Shita of Beishama and Beisola. We then had Rabbi Yehuda reinterpreting, re-understanding Beit Shammai, or giving his version of Beit Shammai. Then we had in the first half of today's daf in the Amud Aleph, both Svaras for Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel. For the Svara of Beit Shammai, the Gemara landed on, you take the first sentence, you commit him to being a Nazir. The second sentence is regret. Hektesh Betos is Hektesh. Nazir Betos is considered Nazir. He's clearly demonstrating regrets afterwards. Don't matter. Good. That Shita's Beit Shammai. And then as far as Beit Hillel is concerned, where he says he's going to be a Nazir, and then in a Groger, so according to the Tanakhama of our Mishnah, according to our Mishnah, it's just simply to be ignored. How do you ignore it? Because Beit Hillel is going to be aligned with the Shita of Rabbi Shimon in the Gemara in Menachos. The Gemara in Menachos, when a person says, I'm offering a mincha from barley, there's no such mincha, Rabbi Shimon says, ignore the sentence. It can be ignored. Masha Ein Kain, the Tanakhama over there disagrees, but Rabbi Shimon says ignore it. So we'll take Beit Hillel and we'll line them up like the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. Good. Then on the Amud Beis of today's daf, we went through a brisa that gave us Rabbi Nassan's understanding of the machlokas of Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, and two different versions. Neither of the versions are aligned with our Mishnah. In other words, exactly, they're brisas. They're variant versions, but we have two variant versions of the Shita of Rabbi Nassan. And then at the end of today's daf, what we then litigated is that Tanakhama of the Mishnah Menachos, who says that when he makes a declaration of offering a mincha from barley, so is that mincha from barley? Is that now going to be, is that going to be a commitment? Yes, according to the Tanakhama. So that Tanakhama now is Shitas Beit Shammai, or could be understood as Shitas Beit Hillel. That's a machlokas amarayim, and then a discussion of, instead of saying, I'm going to bring a mincha from barley, what if he says, I'm going to bring mincha from lentils, which is an even more absurd sentence. So the Gemara says that a question of what if he made a more absurd sentence, is that going to be, according to the Tanakhama, regarded or disregarded? Also seemingly a machlokas amongst the Amoraim.